Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back to the Days of Marcus Ray, but 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Before we get to the phone lines, let me take a quick second to give a huge shout out and special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. People, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. UK Vince, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm feeling good.
You guys been watching any news there recently? Anything interesting? Marcus, I've been calling the show a long time. I don't know whether to feel happy or sad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm listening. I'm sorry about that.
No. It's just a lot of mixed emotions. For the first time, we're going into a totally unknown. I mean, I have no idea if this is good, bad. I do want to refute one of your earlier calls. You talked about the players aren't going to, you know, they aren't going to come to Kentucky, that they were coming for Cal and everything. Mm. I agree with them, but I totally agree with them. But I'm just, in today's day and age, I'm convinced, and I'm not saying this is sour grapes, I'm convinced unless you're Zion, Anthony Davis, Derrick Rose, and a kid named Cooper Flags coming in next year, if you don't know his name, get ready. Unless you're one of these this ultra, ultra really good best player in the country, freshman, mm-hmm. you're not going to make an impact in college basketball, not today. Mm-hmm. I mean, point in case, the best freshman in college basketball, according to everyone, was Reed Shepherd. He was voted, and we went out in the first round. It's just you're not going to win today with freshmen. So I don't know if a drop off in recruitment that would be, you know, with the exodus of Kyle, I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
I do know this. It's going to be really interesting next year because I have no idea who's on the coaching market. Mm. It's getting late in the day. You better get a coach fast, because he's going to have to put a roster together. I'm positive that we're going to lose every player from this year. The recruiting class is going to be basically gone. Somebody's going to have to come here and start from scratch. I'm worried, but I'm excited at the same time. I think one problem that Kentucky's going to have, and I really fear this, is that the top coaching names out there, the reason they're the top coaching names is because they're being taken care of really well where they're at. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to get Hurley out of Connecticut. You're not going to get Alabama's coach. You're not going to get these guys. I doubt you can get Scott Drew out of Baylor. That situation for him is excellent. Billy Donovan is not – Billy Donovan didn't want to – he left college because he didn't like the recruiting grind. You think he's going to like this with NIL and recruiting and transfers now? You're not going to get him. So this is a curious situation we got. It's going to be a wild offseason. Next year, two brand-new coaches for Kentucky and Louisville. That is going to be an interesting game. And hey, I just don't know.
Yeah, listen, UK Vince, I appreciate the call.
That was too much. Just Kentucky breakdown for me.
I do agree with them. Here's the thing, Steve, and this is kind of the address to UK Vince.
I felt like I was listening to a Kentucky show there for a minute. That's too much.
Okay, I 100% agree about the effectiveness of the young players, right? But here's where it's going to be beautiful for us, Steve. This is one thing that you and I have learned about sports. It's just like we learned this about life through sports. There is nothing that makes a fan more ridiculous than their need for a shiny new toy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Everybody loves the shiny new toy. And basically, Louisville has been sitting here watching another kid have a Christmas. I would imagine it'd be like one of the kids, like, let's just say, no, that's a terrible example. It's a very morbid example. Steve, imagine if one kid was treated good and the other kid was treated bad, and one kid got to open up all his gifts every Christmas and the other kid got nothing.
That sounds horrible. Yeah, it sounds horrible.
That was our world.
Yeah, that's what we've been living in.
We watch Kentucky, the little brother, get to open up all these gifts. They got the batteries, too. Like, they got the clothes, the batteries, the Jordans. And we just got to make do with the socks and underwear.
Also, somebody said Buzz Lightyear. We've been like Woody.
What is that?
The discarded
flies.
I mean, we still get Christmas.
Yeah,
but we get,
but it's not the same.
We get essentials.
Yeah, I know. We got underwear and socks. And every once in a while, like when a new console comes out, we get that, and that was awesome. So Donovan Mitchell happens, and stuff like that happens. But then, like, a lot of times we get like
you get Jordan Ware, and then you get COVID. Yeah,
our big time toys were like BJ and Sam, and it was like, well, yeah, they're five stars, but are they? like mom, like, these aren't Beats.
Beats.
Yeah, like
Beats by Dream.
I mean, these are dope, but they're not like,
yeah, I don't want to be
I'm not knocking Skull Candies, for instance, but like, I can go to Walmart and get some Skull Candies for like $30.
39.
And they're good. They're really good headphones. But I asked for some Beats. That's all I wanted. Like, that was the one thing I asked for.
My brother used to act like his Christmas gifts were so much better.
Yeah. Even if they weren't, he made you believe it.
Yes, yes. And that's what it was like.
It was like, you know what that was? That was, I hide under the cover and I tell Xavier, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can see Disney World in here. I'm like, this is awesome. And he'll be like, let me in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm here. I'm riding Slinky Dog.
Shut up.
And,
dude.
And he thinks, he's like, was oh
that,
my.
Is that not the cruelest thing you've ever heard, Nikki?
And he,
that's enough, dude, to put you in therapy.
I know. And he's
Steve
like,
just said,
my dad is at Disney World
he
right
gets
now.
Under the covers, and he can see Disney World. You gotta drive that baby insane.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
No, it's all yeah, and he is like freaking out because he's five, and he's still to this day at 5 years old. It's like there's a portal. My dad's at Disney World.
He is doing his thing right now and not letting me see.
Yeah, it's the worst thing ever.
Wait, who do you got on the phone? Sorry about that. Butch, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Butch.
Hey, what's up, Marcus and Steve?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Doing well. I want to give a shout out to my brother Vince who just hung up with y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, the king is gone. Long live the king. Bye. Bye.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we mark this.
They ain't done nothing in that tournament. Time to go.
That's right. Yep. See ya.
Arkansas gave them a big deal, huge deal. And for them to get in the tournament will be news. So we're going to rebuild, reload, and y'all still going to be the little brother that gets no Christmas gift.
Yeah, definitely, man. For sure. All right. Yeah, it was awesome, man. That sounded like somebody convincing themselves. Arkansas finally getting a turn. Arkansas was in the Elite Eight last year. or they're in the Sweet 16 last year. Been the two Elite Eights before that. What are you talking about?
Do you care?
Hey, I'm glad. he got dumped by the girl. He's like, thank God. I hated her.
She was toxic.
I'm so glad that she broke up with me.
Whoa. I didn't get dumped. I broke up with her.
Yeah.
Whoa, hey.
Yeah, I mean, it was training that direction anyway.
I mean, her toenails were too long anyway.
Yeah. Hey, but it's gonna be news for her and one guy to get together though. Everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, he's overachieved," and he's gonna be the happiest man in school. And you're gonna be like, "Yeah, look, I'm glad, hey, man. She's stupid, anyways. Dumb.
They deserve each other."
Yeah. Like, dude, they're like in Cancun together, man. Like, they're living the dream.
She's like a real estate.
Yeah, she
doctor moved to Minnesota.
She moved to. I know. Yeah, she's buying houses in Laguna Beach, San Diego, right now. You know what I'm saying?
Hate like, you guys.
What do you mean?
I hate you guys.
Thank God, I hate the medical profession.
Bob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Well, hey guys. Boy, I tell you what, I slept in late, and then but my phone just started beeping off and stuff about the witch is dead.
Yeah.
but anyway, from what I've read, Kentucky fans are kind of happy about this. They wanted Cal gone, and I'm sure Mitch did because there wasn't any love lost between the two. You know what? During the NCAA tournament, I remember when Kentucky got beat, and Jay Wright talked about how the days of the one-and-dones are over. And, we'll see who Kentucky goes after. I mean, I saw that Rick Pitino put in an endorsement for his guy, Mark Pope,
yep.
UK guy. But that doesn't really that thrill me. Well, I mean, I'm a Louisville fan, so you know they can get Arnold the Pig.
Right,
I'd be happy. On the other note about Louisville, it seems with the players that we've got, Dante Maddox visiting, and then the rumors of the Ohio State kid and a Tennessee kid. Kelsey is really going after guards who can shoot, which is great because when's the last time we had people who could shoot the ball? But it sounds like it may be like a three-guard lineup with two big men. And I'm fine with that. I mean, the days of – I would love to have Louisville shooting the three like they used to with Pitino and none of this. The last 2 years, we didn't have anybody to shoot the ball. We couldn't have anybody who could rebound the ball. We didn't have anybody to do anything. So I'm excited about Kelsey. And, go Cards. And I'll say SUK is what I call them. So or KCD. But you all have a good one.
Appreciate the call for sure.
Aaron Bradshaw's in the transfer portal.
I did see that.
So there's that.
That's how it starts.
To answer him, I think there's a good Yeah.
That's the point.
Well, yeah, that's of course.
That's the tax.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. to answer his question, again, I have no knowledge of this. I'm just going by what everybody else knows. It feels like there's a good chance by next Monday's show, we could have the Freddie DeLone kid from Tennessee and Dante Maddox from Toledo. Let's play that game for a second. Because, again, you said it before, it's players, not names so much right now.
Yes.
Let's say that we get those two.
Mm-hmm.
And you add that with Rain Smith, who, by the way, Rain Smith could be playing in the NBL this year.
James Scott.
Yeah, and he's here. Mm-hmm. You know, and he can play.
Mm-hmm.
James Scott, you know, and then you have Terrence Edwards Jr. And then let's say you got Freddie DeLone, who, you know, we can talk about here in a second. But and you got Dante Maddox. That's a heck of a five of a start.
That's maturity.
And
a lot of maturity, a lot of buckets.
And in all this, it's gotten lost that Coach Kelsey was on with Mark Ennis. Great interview the other day with Mark Ennis. And I mean, Coach Kelsey said, he's like, by mid and late May, you like to have the guts of your roster.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's working now.
I was kind of explaining this. The process right now of circling back around to guys he may have took flyers on,
mm-hmm.
but have been in contact with.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I'm recruiting at College of Charleston, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about Coach Kelsey. Recruiting from, okay. You have to get a disclaimer that we just watched College of Charleston give Alabama a hard time.
Yeah.
A hell of a hard
96
time.
Yeah, on them?
Yeah, big, you know, gave them everything they wanted.
Yeah.
Like I said, Alabama could just go 2 to 3 guys deeper, you know, with the high level athlete. But it gave them everything they wanted, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not taking away from anything Coach Kelsey did, College of Charleston recruiting wise.
Mm.
But you would think that some of those guys he took shots at, and he just, Coach, I like you. I like our relationship. All this good stuff. It just, College of Charleston just seems a little too small time for me.
Yep.
So now he gets to circle back around to some of those flyers that, hey, I got a good relationship with these guys, you know, blah, blah, blah. College of Charleston. Okay. Now let's see which guys are more interested. Let's see which guys, you know. So you get to really... He gets to like circle back around with all his good relationships, and he gets to tell. I've told you this before. I hate tiptoeing around some of these. When Godfrey went from Murray State to Alabama, right?
Yep.
And for him to call me, the way his tone was when he called me, like, I'm going to Alabama. And I want you to come with me.
Yes.
That feels different. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like where Kelsey is right now in my estimation.
Yeah.
He's in that, hey, I just got this Louisville job.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get you to Charleston. We got a good relationship. You like my style and everything.
Absolutely.
Are you willing to, you know, so I, without saying.
And I got this money.
And don't forget, we're going to get paid over here, too. So, yeah, I
got these cheeseburgers, man.
I can see this going kind of fast.
Yeah.
And
it felt like that's kind of how he feels, man. Because he said, I mean, like I said, you're talking mid. I mean, again, I think it's a really good shot. He's got 5 by next Monday.
It's going to feel like forever.
Though. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it's April 8th.
1 week is going to feel like.
the international branded coach, I mean, that he's bringing on, he couldn't talk about because the HR. But, I mean, you know, you got to think that they probably got 1-2 up their sleeve there. And then you're like, man, when you start thinking about it like that, I'm like, okay, let me put you in a position where Monday we're at 5. Let's say he's got a
top 5 player. Yeah,
let's say we get Maddox and DeLone. Okay, we'll count those for the sake of the conversation. And you're in very good. It's not just pipe dream stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say the international guy's got a guy. Okay, well, now you're at 6. Like
2.
Okay, 2. You're at 7. You're 3-4 away from having the guts of your, and that's what he said, the guts of your roster. Yep. To me, and this has always been my thing, by Memorial Day, oh, you're the man, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you. I do. I've been, by Memorial Day, I'd like to see 10. I don't have to have 13. I'd like to see 10. And it sounds like that's, he feels comfortable that that could be the case.
If I, okay, and I only do this because if I'm at 8,
yeah,
you can really hunt late.
Absolutely.
You know, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah. I say 10, I don't think that's a line of demarcation. Mm-hmm. He's at 9. Sucks.
Yeah, 8 and be on the serious hunt. It's like 8 and NIL somebody over the head.
Yep.
Just, you know, we're going to go take what we need.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, at 8, you get a vibe of what your team feels like. Okay, what do we need? You know, save those two spots of heavy energy, you know, coming in late.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, once I see the meat and potatoes part of the roster, I'll be excited about
Absolutely.
It. Yeah, and like I said, anything else, like the home run guy, that could be late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with it. I'll tell you what, we'll get a little more into recruiting strategy, a couple other things, but we'll take our last commercial break. 939 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's been Days of Marcus, baby. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, if we so happen to live through the rest of the day, if you've survived these recent high wind pockets, if your home has survived, remember this. Keep this in mind, because I know there's a lot of damage still done to people's homes. But remember, your home is your fortress. Your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Mm-hmm. What are you going to be looking for in the game tonight?
Oh, yeah, there's a game. oh, yeah, I forgot. Man, you know, I think it's one of those things where UConn right now, man, just they have the perfect mix. But it's going to come down to me. How do they call the game for Edie?
Mm-hmm.
I think that matters, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, and I'm not like a Purdue hater or anything. Mm-hmm. Purdue won, I'd be fine with that. I don't care.
Whatever.
Yeah, but I think it does. There is such an emphasis on how are they going to call that game for him. If they call it, because Klingon, here's the thing. Me and you talked about him yesterday. I think he's the best big man in the country, even over Edie. Like, that dude, I told you, I said, I've watched UConn, and I watched them a little bit during the year, but I've actually watched so much ball of this tournament. I've really enjoyed this tournament, man. And watching him, I've been like, how did we not hear more about this guy?
All right.
Like, this dude is incredible.
Yeah, he's agile. Like, he's a...
Yes. Like, he's a fantastic player,
he's
man.
He's agile. again, yes, of course, everybody has to get a little stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to get a little stronger.
Yes.
And what is he, sophomore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sophomore, I think
he's a sophomore. But yeah, it's like he's high IQ. UConn, I enjoy looking at their IQ.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're so fun, man. They're so fun to watch.
I enjoy the coach. Look, he coaches with an expectation, mm-hmm. too. You know, like he's not barking at him to motivate him. It's like, no, he feels, you could tell he looks like they put in the work already.
Yeah.
Like, I think I put in championship work.
Yeah.
And we're just going to get out here and execute it out. That other kid, too, the freshman, Castle.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what I say. They're the perfect. UConn is the perfect.
They got a good mix.
They're the mix, man. It's like, we're going to sprinkle in a little. Oh, a five star. We got an international big man.
Yeah.
Sprinkle that in. You know what I'm saying? That's what you love about what Kelsey, it feels like what he's going to build. I mean, you know, is he going to be Dan Hurley? I don't know. But Dan Hurley wasn't that much more. You know,
Dan Hurley before Dan Hurley.
Yeah. He wasn't much more Pat Kelsey than Pat Kelsey when he took UConn. You know, I mean, obviously Rhode Island, the A-10. I mean, there's a little Andy's at Hurley. No, he grew up as a coach. So, but yeah, man, they are.
They're fun to watch.
Yeah, they're fun to watch, man. Yeah, so I think they win. I just think they're a machine, man. I mean, do you know Alabama the other night had a top five shooting game they've had all year, and UConn blew them out? And what do we all say going into the game? We're like, Alabama will have to score or have to hit threes at a massive clip. Well, they did. And they got blown out. Like, UConn, you can slow them down. It just doesn't matter, man. They're a machine.
And
I'm kind of rooting for Hurley because he wins back-to-back titles. He's not leaving. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
he wouldn't leave UConn, right?
Like, seems like he's just getting it going.
Yeah,
You would.
Well, he's a Northeast guy.
If you won a championship and just left,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just don't. I mean, even if he loses tonight, I don't think he'll leave UConn. UConn's got more money than people think too. That's another one of those schools. It's like, I had somebody tell me the other day, they're like, I don't think Arkansas is a good job. I'm like, kidding me? Arkansas is a great job. It's a top 12 job. Well, UConn's up there too. UConn's top 10 job for sure.
Listen,
in college basketball,
I'll say this one last time. Any job that is a state school job cannot be dismissed.
Well, and UConn has so much ESPN money. I mean, like, that's why I was blown away that UConn didn't get picked in the ACC at that time. Mm-hmm. Granted, they're fine. I mean, they've done UConn's fine with, especially being in the Big East. But yeah, no, it's a great job up there. If you win back to back, you're not leaving. Because UConn can match Kentucky money. I mean, if Kentucky offers him eight, they can offer him eight. They offer him nine, you can offer him nine.
You can't let a coach like that go.
Yeah. And the Hurleys are good when they're in the Northeast. I mean, look, Bobby Hurley, I mean, he's out at Arizona State. They're okay. Because you're not in your wheelhouse, man.
Mid.
Yeah.
And the way they communicate. It didn't work.
Oh, they're one of the. Absolutely.
It didn't work out.
Absolutely.
Just go, you know, the.
They're one of the funnest basketball teams I've ever watched. I mean, they're perfection. Like, they are near perfection.
Fun to watch
in basketball.
And like I said, and you know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
You can watch them play and absolutely. Say, okay, they're trying to wear it down. Their game plans are very evident. You know, try to, you know, we're going to get six passes in, get it down to the block right here. Everybody knows their cuts. Everybody knows their, you know. And even their bench guys, they really bought in too. Like, you get guys off the bench, usually they try to do something to stay in the game or, you know, just something to cause a bigger impact on the game. So,
yeah,
I am excited about watching that national championship.
I mean, college basketball on men's and women's side, it's very rare it ever happens in either one, but you're getting it in both. I mean, yesterday, Iowa, South Carolina, that's probably the two best teams all year.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue, UConn, probably the two best teams all year. I mean, Houston flirted around, some of the others. But, I mean, you're getting a matchup, and especially in the men's game, it doesn't happen. Like, you don't get I mean, when's the last time the two best teams? I mean, Baylor and Gonzaga maybe a few years ago was close in the COVID year, you know. And
Mark Few got to win one.
No, he does. He it's his clock.
His window's closing.
Yeah, I'm like, he's on coaching menopause. Like, it's like your clock is ticking, my man. Yeah.
Or he's going to have to move.
Yeah, or go to Kentucky. He would be a fantastic hire for Kentucky, man. He wouldn't be sexy, but he would win. He would win a lot.
Would they be able to do that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's a job you would go to. I mean, you'd be good there.
He might be out of his wheelhouse at Kentucky, though.
Anybody's going to be out of their wheelhouse at Kentucky. They're literally the perfect Kentucky coach is going to Arkansas today. So nobody is going to be able to, you know, is going to be able to aesthetically, you know, feel the shoes of him. You can win. This coach can win.
That's why you only said Donovan.
Yeah, yeah. Billy Donovan is the only hire that I think would be like, okay, that might do it. Yeah, that might feel it, man. That would be a very nostalgic hire for them, I think. It would be like, okay, we're back to old school Kentucky basketball, you know.
You can't think of anybody else.
And again, other guys will win there. Like, I mean, even as a Louisville fan, I hate it, but, I mean, Kentucky's always going to be good, you know, like, whatever. I mean, listen, Scott Drew will win there.
With Bruce Pearl?
Bruce Pearl would win there. You know, like guys like that would win there, but it's not gonna
feel the same. I mean, like I said, just again, I said earlier, for those that are just joining us, it's the shrewd nature of Calipari and the way he operated.
Yeah.
You know, is what
the worst thing ever. The worst thing ever, man.
It was the worst thing ever. What
I've never been able to be more like I said this when we went to break. I said that was the most authentic set. segment of radio we've ever done that wasn't just happiness about Louisville, and it was just the relief. Thank God he's gone. Like, thank God.
No, you know what? You know what's funny? I think you and I said this probably within the last 2 years. If we get out of this era, with only one championship won by our rival, is the best thing that could ever happen.
Yeah.
You only got one out of this run. When did he come to Kentucky? 2000 what?
I think 09 or 10.
Yeah, 09, right? 09,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 09, 10. That season. About
15-year.
I mean, he was at Kentucky for about as long as Rick was at Louisville. I mean, you know, since Rick's been gone, it was, what, a 15-16-year run?
15 years. Y'all got one out of... I hate seeing the recruiting classes every year.
No, he's miserable, dude.
You never got in trouble for anything.
No.
Nobody ever got in trouble.
It's the worst. It's over.
They can do what they want.
It's over.
They use ESPN like it's their personal YouTube channel.
Yeah. Like, I feel like somebody has, like, some crazy trauma that still doesn't believe it's over.
Me.
Yeah.
I keep looking up, and I'm like, why aren't they saying finalized? They keep on saying finalizing. I wanted to say finalize. It won't be real until I see him go, whoa, pig suey.
Oh, my God. Say,
okay.
Just now, immediate.
Now it's real.
Arousal. It's going to be, get in here.
Oh, go stick microphones in Boogie Cousins' face and all them.
Oh, you mean all the new Arkansas alum? All the new Arkansas donors.
Where's Bam? Yeah. Where's Bam Adebayo going to be at this summer?
Yeah.
Hey, good old Bud Walton.
We sacrifice so we can live.
Oh,
yeah.
This is gonna be fun.
No, it's great, man. It's great. It's been a great couple weeks,
listening
man.
Listening to Cal talk about how he always wanted to wear red.
Yeah.
That's going to be so funny.
Oh, man. And
you know he's going to say that, right?
Oh, yeah. And he's going to be so motivated. Like, he's going to dominate. I don't know if it'll last forever, but the next 3 years are going to be like his first few years at Kentucky.
You remember how Rick would come back from the summer?
Yeah.
And he looked like a new person?
Yeah.
Cal, watch how much weight Cal loses.
It's funny you say that. Louie, I was talking to Louie in the back before the show, and he said the same thing. He's like, Cal's going to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to dye his hair.
Yep.
He's going to look fresh.
Yep, he's going to get a tan.
Because people down there are going to love him, man. I mean, did you see the reaction? Like, I think that caught some Kentucky fans a little off guard was the reaction when Arkansas fans were like, what? Will you be weird? Oh, my God. Like, we're getting this guy? Are you kidding me? It was uncomfortable when we had to say it a few weeks ago when they were like, when people would be like, would you take Cal? It was like, yeah, of course. He's a Hall of Famer.
We had to admit that.
They're a three seed.
Just 2 weeks
ago. He's a Hall of Famer, guys. Listen, a month and a half ago, they were up 30 on Alabama, and all of us were going, Jesus, God, they're going to win the national championship. They're going to win the national championship. Can't stop them. They're an offensive juggernaut.
No. Oakland set this in motion.
Yeah, and that sweet, sweet, sweet. And you want to know what really sent it in motion?
St. Peter's.
No. Was the ACC inviting SMU? And that led to one thing, and then the SMU was like, their coach has been a little eh. So they were like, we're moving into a new conference. We need a fresh start. They let him go. They hired Andy Enfield. USC hires Musselman. Or none of this happens. So give SMU a standing O when they come to town next year. Yeah, we're gonna be like, thank you. They're gonna be like, what? Why is the Louisville fans? Don't worry about it. But we appreciate you. Thank you for all you've done.
I think St. Peter set this in motion.
Is there a fan? Is there a guy that like Arkansas people, or I'm sorry, Wisconsin people? Wisconsin, like there was a couple that was at Buffalo Wild Wings one day, and they had Wisconsin gear on, and I bought him a beer.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
and it was funny. And they were like, "That it's on the house," you know. And they're like, "Okay, you know what for?" Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, "Cause we owe you guys a debt of gratitude every time I see you guys.
We owe you something."
Yeah, I was like, and they were dying laughing, and they were like, "You guys are insane, man! Like, are you serious?"
Yeah,
yeah. We were just like, "No. You don't understand what those sweet angels, Frank Kaminsky and Sam Decker, did for us. You don't understand. That would have been the greatest team ever. There's no argument. They're 40-0. There's no argument. You're like, it's the best team to ever walk the earth.
That would have even sounded 40-0.
Yeah. Now it's just like, yeah, it was a good season. I mean, final 4 years, played good. Went out, you know, gave 110%. You want to win, try to win. Do what you best you can.
Get back to the drawing board.
Yeah, yeah. You get back to the drawing board. See what you got next year.
Hit the recruiting trail. Got some new fresh faces in here.
I was like, God. Just fantastic. How,
are you going to acknowledge Chick-fil-A at all?
Oh, God. Chick-fil-A. That mac and cheese, man.
I was going to say, like, we got to make sure we acknowledge.
Oh, God, dude. Listen, I got, and I always find the one that has the brown cheese in it. Oh, my God. Listen, it's the best. It's the absolute best. Shout out to Chick-fil-A, man. And they've been, it's Mondays. They brought nuggies in for us today. We got some chicken nuggies. We got cookies. Did you get a cookie?
I did not get a cookie.
Oh, but awful lot of nuggies you got over there.
Well, it was a 4 per box?
No, go ahead, man. Snatching everything in nuggies. I got you. Listen, they're switching it up. Chick-fil-A has mastered the art. They've mastered it of the perfect combinations. There's nothing like a Chick-fil-A sandwich, fries, and that cheese sauce. There's nothing like nuggies and mac and cheese put together. It's the perfect. Like, they study that. There is scientists that have went into the room.
They study on Sundays.
That's what they do on Sundays. That's what they do.
Yeah. You, crack the code, maybe.
Yeah. No, listen, Sunday you go to church, to and then we do some, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, no, that's what we do. And it's just, it's perfect.
I am excited about that.
Also, we owe, yeah, good point, man. Great point. Also, we owe Wisconsin because they hired Luke Fickell.
Oh, yeah.
Away from Cincinnati. Yeah, yeah. So get that one that's a great point, Texter. Yeah. So Wisconsin, man, just.
You got your glasses ready?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Your dad got his mask.
Oh, my dad's probably sitting outside now with a welding mask on. He's so excited.
How you going to celebrate the great eclipse?
I'll be here working, but I'll maybe stick my head out for a second. I think Nick's got a few extra ones.
Listen, my dad is jacked for this thing. Like, my dad's like, look, the next one's in 40 years, and I'm going to be dead. He's like, so, that's what he said. He's like, I'm not going to see. He's like, I'm 60-some. He's like, I'm not going to see another one.
Is he being morbid?
Yeah. He's like, and I'm going to, my mom, everybody knows, you know, my mom is recovering from lung cancer, and they're going to be on the way back from one of her maintenance treatments that she's getting down the stretch here. Mm-hmm. And dad's like, we're going to pull over. He's like, he's got his stuff. He's like, we're pulling over to the side of the road.
Does he know where he's going to be at?
Yes.
Okay.
He's like, dad's already timed it out. He's like, the way I time it out, it's in Bardstown. He's like, I should be somewhere close to Cedar Grove exit and Shepherdsville. He's like, we're pulling off. He's like, and I want to see it. I'm like, yeah. And my mom's like, I don't know why you're doing this, because God's coming back right in the middle of it. So it's the Rummage House is a unique place. It's a unique place.
I'll probably be napping.
Well, Xavier's pumped for it. Okay. So I'll be outside. He's undoubtedly going to take his glasses off and look straight at the sun. So
there's no way around that.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to have to deal with that once it's over. But yeah, no, it's going to be awesome, man.
Are you going to try to stress to him that you're not supposed to do that?
No, because if I do, he's immediately going to do it. So I'm like, hey, let's just roll with it.
All right. Go ahead and play us out, Tanner. Appreciate you filling in.
This was fun, man. Great day.
Great day.
Great day.
93.9 The Ville.